Welcome back. I know we are just in early spring right now. However, the folks at Woodward School here in Quincy are already in summer mode. The summer camp is coming up in July, and Ms. Furlong, Cami Furlong, is here along with students Emmy Torres to tell us a little bit about their experiences and how you might be able to get involved as well. So ladies, welcome. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you both, actually. And Cami, it's great to be talking about summer.
I know, I'm so excited. Yeah.
With these cool nights, we're thinking, when's it ever going to get warm? But it will. For sure. Before we talk about the summer program, tell me a little bit about your experience at Woodward, how you
sure.
came to Woodward and your background.
Yeah. I was teaching biology out in Springfield, Massachusetts, and moved to Boston after meeting with Woodward towards the end of spring 2024.
Okay.
And the mission, teaching young girls and giving them opportunities, especially in STEM, really touched me, and I thought it was so important, and I was so excited to join. I've been teaching science for the upper school at Woodward now for 2 years. It was also my second year running their summer program.
Oh, okay.
And it's been such a joy. The girls are all so fantastic, you know?
Yeah.
My licensure is in biology, but I got the opportunity to teach across the board lots of high school science subjects. And then over the summer, we do subjects across the board with science, humanities, sports, and technology.
Okay.
So it's great to explore.
And how's the experience been for you? Has it been what you hoped it would be?
It's been incredibly rewarding. Yeah. I think that every day is definitely adventure with all of the stuff we get up to, you know?
Yeah.
But the girls are so eager to learn, and over the summer, all of the campers are so eager to be there. It's a co-ed program, which is a different layer and really exciting.
What? Boys at Woodward?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The second year for that as well?
Yes. Okay. So we started that initiative last year.
Okay. What was the thought behind that? Why?
We had a lot of families that had sons along with their daughters that said, our daughters have enjoyed this so much. We would love if we could bring our son. And after talking it over with staff, we wanted to spread the opportunity.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. And luckily for Emmy, your brother was one of the first ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that work out?
He went a different week than me. We didn't actually go together because...
Was that on purpose?
No,
oh, okay.
I was at... I couldn't go the week he went, and he couldn't go the week I went. We had like opposite summer schedules,
I see.
But he loved it, and I like that he got to learn a little bit of what I did so we could have like shared experience.
Sure, right?
Yeah,
yeah, very good, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what grade are you in now, Emmy?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade, going into, so you'd be a freshman next year.
Yeah.
Okay, and you attended summer camp last year?
Yeah.
Was that the first time?
That Ms. Furlong ran it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've been, but it was a different program.
Okay, and what was the experience like for you?
I liked it a lot. I learned a lot of different things, and I did like baking. I went on a field trip to the New England Aquarium, and that was really fun. And there's not a lot of kids, so it's more organized and smaller, so we're more like connected.
Okay, all right. And so are you doing it again this year?
Yes.
Okay, and what are you looking forward to this year that maybe you didn't do last year?
Last year they didn't have as many like sport options. Mm. This year's there's more, so I'm excited to try that out.
Okay, all right. Now you are very active both in and outside of the school, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your outside school activities.
I do soccer, dance, and Girl Scouts out of school. And Girl Scouts, we help the community in Quincy a lot.
Mm.
We've been to interfaith, we do like cleanups, and yeah.
Okay, and then in school, you're part of the theater program, right?
In school, I do theater and engineering and a lot of other fun things.
Okay, in fact, you're performing in The Little Mermaid tonight.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, okay. So, Cami, why don't we talk a little bit about the actual program, summer camp program. It's first of all, it's not just for Quincy residents,
no,
right?
No, absolutely.
It's open to the community as a whole. What will be happening this year?
So students are able to sign up for courses that they're interested in across four different subject areas.
Okay.
So we have arts and humanities, we have technology courses, we have science courses, and we have sports or movement courses.
Okay.
And we offer different course selections each week of our 4 weeks so that students are able to try different activities each time. our goal is to expose campers to as many different things as possible,
sure.
so that they're able to find new things that excite them and also delve deeper into things they already find exciting.
Okay.
As Emmy mentioned, we do things like the chemistry of cooking, where they get to bake and make lots of cool things and talk about the chemistry of what's happening. Mm-hmm. That's one of our mm-hmm. science courses. We have ceramics and mosaics and other art and writing in our humanities. Mm. We do 3D printing and coding in our technology. And we, last year for movement, only offered soccer and volleyball as our two options. But this year we're adding in yoga options and other outdoor play and indoor dance, you know, mixing into that.
Okay, so it's a 4-week program?
Yes, so okay. students can sign up for 1 week
yep.
or all four.
All
Some
all four.
Campers
okay.
choose to attend, like Emmy said, with attending other camps so that they can come during the weeks that they're free.
Sure.
And then we have some campers who stay with us all summer.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Starts in July and it runs for the entire month, right?
Yes. So okay. we're July 6th through July 31st this year.
All at the Woodward campus?
All at the Woodward campus.
Okay.
Every Friday we take an off-campus field trip.
Yes. Where are you going this year?
We're going to the Museum of Illusions in Boston. We're going to Franklin Park Zoo. We're going to do a trip to Blue Hills Reservation. And we'll go back to the New England Aquarium.
Of course.
Yeah.
An old standard, right?
Yes.
Exactly. What's your favorite part of summer camp, Candy?
My favorite part of summer camp, I think it's very exciting to interact with students in a way that gets them excited about subject areas without having some of the intensity that comes with academics.
There's no grades in summer camp.
There's no grades.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
they can take a coding course, and if they're passionate about one element of it, we can dive so much deeper, right? We don't have to circle back to make sure that we're hitting these standards. We can make sure that they're exploring it in a way that they feel passionate about.
Okay.
And that's really special.
Now, you just mentioned you teach upperclassmen, which is what grades?
Yes. I teach grades 9 through 12
okay.
at Woodward.
Okay.
So all 9th graders take biology. All 10th graders take chemistry, and then for grades 11 and 12, they're able to choose different high-level sciences. So we offer dual enrollment courses with Quincy College, like marine ecology, environmental science, and anatomy and physiology.
Sure.
And then we also offer AP biology, AP psychology, which was recently rebranded as science.
Oh.
And next year, we're also offering physics.
Oh, wow. Okay. level. My goodness. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Emmy, freshman next year, have you thought about your course selections?
I think in 9th grade I have one I have to take, but when I'm older I definitely want to take psychology.
Psychology?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that offered at Woodward?
Yeah, right?
AP
yeah.
psychology.
Yeah.
AP
yes.
psychology. Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, summer camp's going to be coming first,
yeah.
right? So what are you looking forward to this year?
For like the summer camp, I'm going to do the cooking probably again like I did last year.
Yeah.
I did soccer last year as a sport, but I might try a different sport to just like learn more without, like she said, the pressure.
Yes.
And I'm not sure about the other things yet.
Okay. Now, are you taking it with your brother this year?
I'm not sure yet either.
Okay. A shared experience, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then looking forward after Woodward, have you thought about that at all?
Not really.
Not really. Okay.
You have time. Yeah.
Plenty of time for that. How do folks, can we sign up for summer camp?
So registration happens right through the Woodward School website.
Okay.
There's a header on top of the website that interested families can click on,
yes.
and then it's an easy jot form that they can include their information,
okay.
and we send them billing information.
Is there financial help available for folks if they need it?
Yes.
There is.
So we do offer financial aid, and we also have discounts for Q-Care and for Girl Scouts.
Oh, okay. Very good. And is there transportation provided?
We don't provide transportation.
Okay.
We do provide transportation to all field trips, and all field trip costs are included in our tuition.
Okay. All right. And is there a deadline? Do you know,
we have
sign up?
Rolling admission.
Oh, okay.
So as long as we have space and the course is interested, campers can sign up at any point. We've had campers who only signed up for weeks 1 and 2, and then while they're there, they said, I didn't want to leave, and we registered them for the rest of the summer.
Okay, yeah. All right. And about how many kids participate overall, do you know?
Generally speaking, we average around between 16 and 20 campers per week.
Okay.
So that we're able to do small, intimate classes
and really get to know
the instructors.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So it sounds like you get as much fun out of a gym as the kids do.
I love it. I get to kind of pop into classes and spend time with the campers while I'm there. I hung out with their class last summer making mosaic picture frames and doing lots of fun arts and crafts.
Sure.
In between the administrative work, it's a lot of joy to spend time with them.
And is it all Woodward instructors that are also running the different camps?
So we have Woodward instructors assist, but we bring in teachers from all over the area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Public school teachers or private teachers?
Public and private school
really?
Teachers, yes.
Okay. Why is that?
We want to bring in, I think, people who are really passionate about different aspects and are having the energy to go. Sometimes Woodward School teachers travel and do other things over the summer.
Sure.
So when they're there, it's wonderful. But I think overall, our camp staff, we bring in people who also have more experience with elementary school, since while Woodward is grades 6 through 12, the camp is grades 4 through 9.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, all right. So they're actually not be Woodward students, possibly, right?
We have some Woodward students, but we have many students who don't attend Woodward at all.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Now, why is that? Is that kind of to expand the school's reach?
Yes. Okay. I would say lots of our campers start seeking out our summer program because they're interested at Woodward and they want to explore what the classes will be like, meet some of the faculty that are there, and get a vibe of what the community is like as a whole. We've had many students start out as campers and then get to know our faculty and apply to attend for future years.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we should point out, although boys are welcome for summer camp.
Yes, but not at Woodward.
Not at Woodward yet anyway, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Our mission as a girls' school is really important.
Disrupt that, you know, centuries-old tradition.
Yeah.
Yet anyway, but for summer camp, yes.
Yes, for summer camp, yes.
How many how many boys are participating? Or how about last year? How many participated?
It depends week by week.
Oh, okay.
But I would say about a quarter of our campers are boys on average.
Okay.
Like we mentioned, some are with families that have chosen to attend.
Yeah.
And some come on their own wanting to get to know Woodward and spend time at Woodward.
Interesting. Okay. So I do have actually a list of all of your different offerings through the summer catalog, just to give folks a snapshot idea of what is offered. And you have them categorized by arts and humanities, science, and technology.
Yes, and then movement at the bottom.
And, of course, and movement, and your field trips as well.
Yes.
So things like watercolor paintings, poetry.
Yes. I did poetry last year.
You did poetry last year?
Yeah.
Did you write it?
We wrote it, and then we did, like, kind of crafts and poetry. So, like, we'd write it and then, like, decorate the paper.
Hmm.
We wrote it, and we did, like, different types of poetry. So each day we learn a new form. We did, like, blackout poetry where you have to, like, only color out the letters that you don't want to use and just leave a few words. So it's, like, hands-on, so it's really cool.
Okay. So is poetry something that you're passionate about, Emmy?
I like to do it in English class, yeah.
Okay. All right. Origami. Yeah. There's journalism. I have to mention that as well. Cami, in your belly wagon under science, there's chemistry of cooking, you mentioned, exploring the ecosystem, gardening, and space exploration, which, you know, given the space mission earlier this year, I'm sure a lot of students would be interested in that as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then under technology, you mentioned the 3D printing, coding, building a website, and digital photography.
Yeah.
Okay. And all of the equipment, if you will, is provided?
Yes, absolutely.
All of the materials? So kids don't have to bring anything?
Kids have to bring nothing except for lunch. We do offer lunch for an additional cost if they would like to pay for lunch for the week. But other than that, they bring sunscreen and a water bottle, and we provide everything else.
Okay. And then under movement, soccer, but yoga, volleyball, and field games as well.
Yes.
All at Woodward.
All at Woodward.
Okay. And then your field trips as well on Fridays. So it doesn't really fill up, right? It's kind of on a rotating sign-up schedule?
Absolutely. So sometimes we'll have a particular course that may fill up just for materials. But we like to work with families and make sure that students are excited about their schedule with whatever they're able to take.
Yeah, okay. Anything missing this year that you'd like to add for next year?
Not right now. Mm-hmm. If things come up, we'll add it as it goes.
Could a camper make a suggestion?
Absolutely.
Something?
Okay. So we love, I talk to the campers constantly.
Yeah.
We go through. And if a camper has an idea for a course they're really passionate about or anything like that, we love that insight.
Okay. And are these all day camps? Or how, what are the actual hours, Cammie?
So drop-off is at 9 a.m.
Oh,
and pickup is at 3 p.m.
Oh, so it is. Okay.
We do offer extended mornings starting at 8 a.m. for an additional cost.
Okay. All right. Good to know. So really, once they're at camp, they're there for most of the day.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Good to know. And I do want to mention also that there is a fundraiser for Woodward coming up later on this year over at Marina Bay. And Denise Hajar, who has a fashion store over there at Marina Bay Boardwalk, does a fundraiser every year for a community cause. This year she's chosen the Woodward School for Girls. And this is coming up in June from 5 to 8 p.m. on the boardwalk at Marina Bay. So it's an eat, drink, model, fashion show, but it's all to benefit the Woodward School this year.
Yes.
So I wanted to mention that as well.
Thank you. We're really excited about it.
I bet, yeah. It helps provide the financial aid
exactly.
that you mentioned earlier, yeah. Mm-hmm. Emmy, anything you'd like to share with folks maybe they're thinking about going to Woodward or to summer camp, some of your favorite experiences?
I'd say definitely sign up for summer camp and invite all of your friends. I invited a bunch of my friends, mm-hmm. and it was super fun. And it's a great way to spend your summer. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Cammie, anything else for folks?
No, just that our admissions are rolling, and we'd love to talk to all families that are interested.
Sure. Yeah. Website's the best place to go, right?
Yes,
just the
absolutely.
Main website. Sign up there and get all the information.
Yeah.
Thank you both. It's been a lot of fun. I hope you have a wonderful summer.
Thank you
so much for having us.
You are very welcome.